Organisers of Queenstown's rental housing protest are worried about the southerly blast that hit overnight, given the growing number of people living in cars and tents. They say about 70 people attended the waterfront protest last night, demanding action on housing. More than a quarter of the district's homes are vacant, and despite building enough new homes to theoretically meet demand, there are fewer rentals and they are more expensive. Met Service has issued a heavy snow watch for the Queenstown Lakes and central Otago for today. Temperatures are currently sitting at 4.7 degrees in Queenstown, but the website says it feels like just minus one. The district's Deputy Mayor Quentin Smith is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Good, you've got your merinos on, do you? Tell us about the weather first. Is it a white outlook?
Well, we've certainly got weather warnings in place. It's been a blustery old night. We could certainly hear it outside, but we don't appear to have any disruption at this stage. No reports of road closures yet. So, it's not uncommon for us down in the south to have these weather warnings, but, you know, it is unseasonal.
Let's talk housing then. 70 people at this protest last night. Many of them homeless, many unable to find a place to live. Is this just the reality in Queenstown today?
Yeah, it's certainly become a serious reality. We do have a housing crisis. No, there's no question that, you know, the combination of cost and availability.
There's a housing crisis everywhere, but why is it so bad in Queenstown?
Well, we have the perfect storm down here, for what a better term, that we have some of the highest property values in the country, and we also have, incredibly high demand for short-term tourist accommodation, combined with a relatively low-wage economy around the tourism economy. So, yeah, that just creates a bit of a perfect storm, the low wages, high rentals and low availability.
Is it Airbnb that's the problem? Landlords basically opting for that tourism dollar?
Certainly appears to be one of the key drivers of both unaffordability and unavailability. That is traditionally, well, in recent years, been a major issue. I mean, we have... I had a look this morning and, you know, over 1,000 properties on Airbnb in Queenstown alone. So it's quite a significant market there. And
Can you do anything about that?
Well, we have tried to, but, you know, the number of the levers we have are limited. But, you know, council did go down the route of trying to regulate people using their houses for short-term visitor accommodation through a district plan process that was started a few years ago. We had sort of relatively high ambitions around regulating that through the process of the hearings and the Environment Court, and the final declaration sort of recently being received by council. You know, that certainly got watered down and we didn't really achieve what we set out to in that process. So, we're looking to other options and we need support from the government to do that.
Well, tell me about that. If that's not the solution, what is?
Well, I suppose we continue to look for that. We don't know the answers, but we don't, the Resource Management Act is fairly empowering of people to do that sort of thing, and we don't have... great support under, the Building Act or whatever. So, we're looking for different options.
Is it a central government problem in your view?
Well, we certainly need help from central government to solve this problem. The visitor levy is also well documented in our region, and that's something we continue to work with government on as well.
A listener has texted in to say, are hotels in Queenstown prepared to let workers rent rooms there?
Well, in many cases, the hotels are full themselves. So, that hasn't traditionally been the case. Long ago, that's what they did. They did provide accommodation for their workers, but in more recent times, that just hasn't been the case. But a lot of businesses are looking to how they service their their workers, but you know, it's very expensive, obviously, for them to provide accommodation as well. So it's a very tricky situation for employers to solve.
And presumably, supply and demand, the places that are available for rent must be diabolically expensive as well, are they?
Absolutely, and you know, that's been fueled by the short-term visitor accommodation market. But you know, an average house in Shotover Country, for instance, might be $1,300 a week now in rent, and you know, that's for an average wage or a you know or a minimum wage. That's an unbelievable amount of money. So,
and no solutions on the horizon in the near term, anyway.
Well, not in the near term. You know, we continue to look to what options there are for workers' accommodation. The Queenstown Community Housing Trust do great work, but there's a limited amount that they can supply. But we have, I think, 800 or 900 people on the waiting list of the Community Housing Trust to access their products. A new development in Arrowtown. I think we're building 66 affordable houses in that market. So yeah, there is some really great work being done, but it certainly doesn't come close to meeting the problem.
Quentin, thanks for your time. That is Quentin Smith, Queenstown's Deputy Mayor.